Local Charities Full Statement Over Chief Executive Loan. Following publication of reports about a loan made to Tracy Rudling, Chief Executive of the charity Community 360, its chairman has written to members and supporters with a statement on the issue. Your Mid-Essex Talking News of week ending February 24th carried a report from the local press on the item. Annie Feltham says, "Firstly, I can confirm that Community 360 is not under any investigation from the Charity Commission. It has previously engaged with Community 360 but proved no wrongdoing. Furthermore, I want to reassure you outright that no public money was spent to fund this loan. I can also confirm on behalf of the Board of Trustees that absolutely no finances or funding from any of our partners or external stakeholders was used to finance the loan, and that the loan was documented in the published accounts for the last financial year. The Board of Trustees authorised this development opportunity loan to further the aims and objectives of Community 360. The loan was funded by unrestricted income generated reserves, of which we have over £1 million. These reserves are held and ring-fenced to use for the charity's future growth, and we are determined that funding the expansion of our storage facilities to enhance our ability to deliver essential services to more beneficiaries across the local area was a pertinent use of these funds. I would also like to confirm that the loan was directly linked to the charity and to further our charitable aims. For the past 20 years, our chief officer has provided commercial storage facilities for our vital services on her land at no cost to us. As the landowner, our chief officer agreed to provide us with the opportunity to expand further onto her land in 2022, but did not feel that it was appropriate or fair for us to invest funding into her land. The agreement to grant the loan was made to enable our chief officer to continue her philanthropic support to the charity, and was signed by trustees with collateral built in. As with any financial decision taken by us, robust due diligence processes were in place at the time of the agreement of this loan. These always include independent scrutiny to ensure we are delivering our services both transparently and for the best possible value for money, whilst reaching the maximum possible number of beneficiaries. As you may know, the loan has been used to build up to 300 square metre warehouses to support an Essex-wide expansion of our essential living programme that supports people with the rising cost of living, and to create a car park to house 30 vehicles for our community transport scheme. Tracy Rudling has been paying the loan back in monthly instalments with an interest contribution of 2% above current bank interest rate earned. This has provided additional income, a sum of £9,000 to date, to reinvest into the charity, with the proviso that the charity can be paid the loan back in full at any time it deems necessary. I would also like to provide clarity on the use of Godden and Rudling as building contractors for this work. The board consistently follows a proper procurement process, seeks external and arm's length scrutiny and quotes for all works carried out for us, with a robust conflict of interest procedure set out to ensure all contracts are awarded fairly. We have a compliance and conformance manager who oversees this process, and we have policies in place to manage this conflict, as we are acutely aware of how this can be, and now unfortunately has been, perceived and misconstrued. It should also be noted that, with the responsibility of running three large buildings, Godden and Rudling are not our only contractors. Mr. Rudling has been our landlord for our Tiptree office since 2017, now including a warehouse and substantial parking. However, we work with other contractors across our locations and will also award contracts based on their individual merit and value for money. As a charity, we are both grateful and fortunate to have been given such extensive modern accommodation and flexibility for a rental sum that is significantly discounted below commercial market rent by Mr. Rudling's organisation. This has been scrutinised and signed off by the Charity Commission in April 2022. Without the philanthropic support we have been given, we wouldn't have reached as many beneficiaries as we have been able to. Finally, I wish to confirm that the Board of Trustees and I stand unanimously behind the sound financial decision of granting the loan and awarding the contracts for leasing our premises.